SOP 218 today, garbage in, garbage out.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, hello and welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you very much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to producing to promoting. And today we are going to talk about, I'm going to use some slightly foul language. You can't polish a turd. It's true. If you'd like to contact me, our website is schoolofpodcasting.com, our email, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, and our voicemail, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com, 888-563-3228. And today, we've talked about in the past, especially if you have multiple people on your podcast, if you have them in the same room, obviously don't share one microphone, because somebody's going to be close and somebody else is going to be like this, and you're going to have these sound levels that are awful. Now, if you're using Skype, I realize there is a thing. You can actually click on a button and you can adjust the volume of the people coming through. Now, the problem is I don't think you can do that for every person. You can only adjust your level versus the other people's levels. So you need to take some time before you hit record and have them turn up or down their volume. And there's a little VU meter kind of in Skype that'll give you kind of an idea, or just, that sounds weird, eyeball it with your ears. And so I want to play you a clip. This is from The Fitcast at thefitcast.com. I've been listening to this podcast, and I wish they would join the School of Podcasting. They've got great subject matter experts. They take too long, in my opinion, to get to the great topics that they talk about. And when they do, one of their members is somewhere not close in some other country. And so here you're going to hear the main host talking. He's very quiet, and then you'll hear his other two hosts come in very, very much louder than he is. So here's the clip.
Do you think trainers should look the part? You know, do they need to look the part? Would you, you know, personally, you be, I mean, I guess it's hard to say what we think, you know, you know, but I guess the question is, what do we think, or what do our clients think, and stuff like that? You know,
go ahead.
Wow, there's a whole lot of stuttering there. I think my personal opinion is that a trainer...
All right, so that's enough of that one. And if you could see this wave, it's hilarious, because when the host, Kevin, speaks, he's not even making a blip on this actual wave. It's very, very quiet. And then when the one woman, Lee Peel, clears her throat, and then when the other guy answers the question, you can see these giant spikes of sound. So I've always said, hey, if you have some issues with volume, use the Levelator software. It's free. Just Google Levelator. And this is what it sounds like after you run that same file through the Levelator.
Do you think trainers should look the part? You know, do they need to look the part? Would you, you know, personally, you be, I mean, I guess it's hard to say what we think, you know, you know, but I guess the question is, what do we think, or what do our clients think, and stuff like that? You know,
go ahead.
Wow, there's a whole lot of stuttering there. I think my personal opinion is that a trainer.
And there you go. So the only difference here is when Kevin was speaking, he had, if you picture sound like a glass, if audio only fills up 25% of your glass, the glass is then 75% filled with static. So if you then amplify the 25% that's in the actual water in the glass, you're also amplifying the static. So when you amplify that clip, you'll hear when Kevin talks, it is a little, not staticky, hissy. I think is a better way. It's hissy, because it's boosting the noise as well. So that's why I say you can't really polish a turd. I think it sounds better, and I think if you ran that through the Levelator, then maybe applied a graphic equalizer. But the key is, the much easier way to fix this problem is just to get your audio levels right when you record. You can fix them later, but it's a little harder, and you don't have the you're trying to polish something that's in not great shape. All right, one of the things I'm working on right now for members of the School of Podcasting, and I'll share you one of the things I learned here, is I'm working on a small book on how to make money with your podcast. This should be out probably by the end of next month, and it will be free to members of the School of Podcasting. But one of the things I've been looking into is people that are making money with their podcast. And one of the examples I came across was Adam Carolla. Now, if you're not familiar with Adam, he took over for Howard Stern when Howard Stern went to satellite radio. In true radio fashion, he was later fired. Even though he had a decent audience, they switched formats and they kicked Adam to the curb. Now, Adam took his audience and went to a podcast. Now, depending on what you read, his first episode was downloaded close to 250,000 times, like 250,000 times. And right now, he's averaging about 130,000 downloads per episode. But as you might imagine, that's a lot of bandwidth. And he needed to start finding ways to make money with a podcast, either by making it a premium, you know, membership kind of thing. And one of the things I did see he's doing, he's selling his first year of podcast on two DVDs for $39.99. And that's one way to do it. I would sell them as a download versus getting into the physical shipping thing, but that would be a huge file, I guess. Maybe that's why he's doing that. But here's the thing I thought was interesting. When he needed to sell sponsors then to help pay for his bandwidth. And when he did, who came knocking on the door? That's right. CBS Radio. The people that fired him came back to say, we'll help you sell advertising, thus proving the power of podcasting. So there's somebody who's making money with podcasting by advertising. He's selling his back catalog. He's promoting his comedy appearances across the country, which I'm sure are filling up because he's promoting it, as well as he's interviewing a lot of comedians. And the great thing is he's doing it from his house with a couple headsets, I believe. I saw a picture of it. So it's great to roll out of bed, go to work in your living room, get paid for it, and then go tell jokes at a comedy club that's packed because of your podcast. So it's just a great example of the power of podcasting. And like I said, the thing I was surprised on is that he's selling his back catalog, which is one of the ways I'll be talking about making money with my new ebook. And that's going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting. If you would like to learn the best practices to not only get your podcast up and going in the right way, but all these little tips and tricks that are going to make your podcast sound more professional, you're going to make the best first impression you can because of all the experience. I've been podcasting since 2005, and everything I've stumbled across, all the podcasts that I've helped, all the podcasts that I've listened to, we've put them into tutorials to help you go step by step through the whole process of planning your podcast, to producing it, to promoting it. Everything is out there in step-by-step tutorials, as well as resources for great plugins, great themes, background music, voiceover work. It's all there. schoolofpodcasting.com. And don't forget, there is a 30-day money-back guarantee. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again real soon with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. And until then, class is dismissed.